And next up, Amanda's here from Giving Hearts Day. I was over there the other day, and things are a-buzzin'. Amanda, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm excited. How about you?
I'm very excited. It's February, so there is a little bit more excitement in the air.
Fantastic. Give us a little sneak peek of the countdown that's on right now and also what will happen on the big day.
Yeah, so, you know, we're a few days out yet. Next Thursday, February 12th, is Giving Hearts Day. But if you're a little worried that this, you know, life is very busy and it's going to pass you by, you can go to the website today and make your donation. We have early giving open, so you can go to the website and you can find your nonprofit and you can make your donations ahead of time. So there's definitely lots of time to give.
And by the way, that is your time, your talent, your treasure, right? There's a lot of different things. I've volunteered before. That's the way to go if something touches your heart. And obviously, these places that we just talked to Daryl are in need of financial help, especially if you're in Minnesota and getting less dollars. I mean, everybody has a story about everything costing more and the revenue. But you also are always looking for total amount of donors to increase, whether they're doing $5 or $5,000, right?
Yes, absolutely. We want to provide an opportunity for everybody to feel like they can be a part of the day and they can celebrate the nonprofits that are close to them. So yes, financial donations, so important. But as you know, listening to Daryl, you talk about how, you know, how much the need is there for volunteerism. Also, if you have like food or goods that you could donate yourself as well, all of those are different ways to, you know, connect with a nonprofit, let them know that you understand the need and that you're there, you know, to help them out.
Anything new we should get all excited about for this year that you got planned?
Well, you know, there's always fun things that happening. There's, you know, if you want to find a place where you can drop off some goods or some, you know, some non-perishable food items, we do actually have a map on the website. So you can go to the website and look up, you know, in your city that you're at, if there's a place that's taking food or good items. So we have there. Henry, our mascot, is populating the map, and he's got food drives all across the state.
By the way, Amanda Sayer is with us from Dakota Medical Foundation and Giving Hearts Day. She is the chief operating officer, and there's a fellow by the name of Pat Trainer that's been part of DMF for some time and Giving Hearts Day, and that bugger went to work for Governor Colley Armstrong. So The Dakota Medical Foundation and Giving Hearts Day team has relied on you and others to really lead this ship this year, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We definitely miss having Pat around. He adds always himself just an extra element of excitement. But we know that, you know, he's doing really important work and learning lots of great lessons in Bismarck this year. And, you know, he'll be back next year to bring back that extra Pat Trainer excitement.
Yeah, that'll be great. Would you do me a favor and just kind of walk people through that haven't used the website before? Because how many charities this year, Amanda, more than ever?
There are almost 650 charities this year.
So think about that. That's how many to maneuver on the website, but they make it so easy to do. And just tell me kind of the 101 for folks that go there and if they want to search a particular place, like our friends from Place for Hope.
And
the
website.
How do you
do it? There's a few different ways. So if you have a charity, a specific charity that you're looking for, you can go to the website and type in the search bar just the name of that charity, and it should pop up for you. But if you're maybe not connected to a charity and you're looking to do that, you can use some different filters to kind of narrow down into a charity that you would really like to support. So if you're looking for a specific city or county, you can put that information in. Or if you're looking for a specific kind of organization. So if you really want to support animals or children, you know, health and wellness, education, you can, you know, pick something that really aligns with what you want to support. And you can find that, you know, probably in your own backyard.
And by the way, there's charities all throughout North Dakota, Western Minnesota. So make sure you find charities close to you. And as you said, you can search so easily by something is pro-life cause, mental health cause. There's just so many different things that you can do, so it's great. What did we raise last year? I forget the number.
$31.6 million raised last year, so just incredible.
One day of giving. Obviously, there's you know, a lot going on beforehand and whatnot, but think about that. Think about that, folks, when you talk about that amount of money in one day, largest day of giving anywhere in the country, just warms my heart. And do you remember the first year? How many years ago was that? This is what annual?
This is the 19th. So it started in 2008. We've definitely come a long way since then. It's incredible to watch the community rally around our nonprofits and really take time to celebrate the day.
Yeah, fantastic. I think it was $600,000 or something the first year. And we thought, holy buckets, is that a lot of money? And it's just growing and growing. And you know what else is amazing? More every year than last. Despite everything going on, they always beat the previous year's record, which is really cool. Amanda Sayer, thank you, and keep cranking. Looking forward to seeing you on Giving Hearts Day and the whole team.
Yeah, we're looking forward to seeing you.
All right, appreciate it very much.